In the day's other news, rolling blackouts spread across Ukraine with half of the country's power systems knocked out by Russian airstrikes. Kyiv set up hundreds of communal heating areas amid frigid temperatures. And in the south, the newly liberated regions of Kherson and Mykolaiv ordered evacuations. Authorities said with people lining up for water supplies and with no heat, living conditions will be close to unbearable this winter. An earthquake struck or shook Indonesia, killing at least 162 people and injuring hundreds more. It struck the densely populated main island of Java with a magnitude of 5.6 at a depth of just 6 miles. The shockwaves toppled buildings and trapped people beneath the rubble. Many of the dead were school children, leaving parents frantic with fear.
I have 7 children, and one of them hasn't been found. Everything collapsed beneath me, and I was crushed beneath this child. One of my kids is still missing. My house is flattened.
The earthquake was also felt in the greater Jakarta area, where it swayed high-rise buildings and sent people fleeing into the streets. Some 3.7 million people went into lockdown in China today, facing a new COVID-19 outbreak in the southern city of Guangzhou. Restaurants, businesses, and schools shut down as people lined up for tests. They are now required to have a negative test before being allowed to leave their homes. At soccer's World Cup, the U.S. men played to a 1-1 tie with Wales in their opening match in Qatar. But so far, much of the focus has been off the field with protests and other issues. John Yang reports.
Outside the stadium before today's Iran-England game, Iranian fans had a message about the brutal crackdown at home.
There's a lot of motivations for this, for the reason I'm here, with all the all the protests or the movements for freedom in Iran. All these make us come here and stand together for our rights.
Inside, Iranian players refused to sing their national anthem, and English players knelt to protest racism and inequality. All signs of the controversies surrounding this World Cup, many of them stemming from host nation Qatar's disturbing human rights record, including its treatment of migrant workers, women, and its LGBTQ citizens. A group of European team captains abandoned plans to wear One Love armbands to support inclusivity and LGBTQ rights after FIFA, the World Cup's governing body, said that would subject them to on-field discipline. The head of Germany's soccer organization slammed World Cup officials.
This is more than frustrating from our point of view, and also an unprecedented event in the history of the World Cup.
You want to criticize someone? Come to me. Criticize me. Here I am. You can crucify me.
This past weekend, the head of FIFA was on defense with remarks some found callous.
For what we Europeans have been doing in the last 3,000 years, around the world, we should be apologizing for the next 3,000 years before starting to give moral lessons.
The kickoff to a high-drama tournament, but perhaps not in the way FIFA intended. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm John Yang.
On Wall Street, stocks began Thanksgiving week on the downside. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 45 points to close at 33,700. The NASDAQ fell 121 points, 1%. The S&P 500 slipped 15. And NASA's unpiloted Orion crew capsule reached the moon, passing within 80 miles of the lunar surface. It marked a milestone in the new American program to put astronauts back on the moon in 2025. Orion now heads into lunar orbit and will stay for almost a week before heading home. Still to come on the NewsHour, Tamara Keith and Amy Walter analyze the latest political headlines. Musician Barty Strange pushes the boundaries of the indie rock genre. President Biden upholds the White House tradition of pardoning turkeys before Thanksgiving, plus much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.